Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about your why and if it's important or not. Before we do that, though, let's talk about the Casual Fridays land flipping blueprint. Guys, if you're thinking about getting into this industry, this is it. This is the course that you want to buy. Justin and I spent months doing consulting calls and helping people out before we ever put this course together. So what's that mean for you? Well, for one, because we've done so much consulting, we know where people get hung up and we've addressed those issues in this course. But also, you've got two experienced land investors who came together, took the best parts of their business, and laid them out for you in easy to follow video format. So if this excites you and you're thinking about getting into the industry, all you got to do is go to our website at www.casualfridaysrei.com, click on the training tab, get signed up, and get going.
Yeah, Friday.
It's Friday.
Yep, it's a good day.
Go ahead and apologize to everyone before the show starts.
Well, what I want to say is that there's going to be some people that listen to the show and think I'm a dick. Okay? And I'm really not. I'm a realist. And I want to say this one time and one time only. And then I want to back off of it and then explain my why.
Whoa. You can't explain your why.
Explain my why of thinking that. Okay.
Apologize first. Let's just.
I apologize for my brashness.
And then I want to hear about who hurt you later on in the show, because everyone listening right now needs to know that I've been hearing him pitch this idea for weeks now. And I've been trying to get him to not do it because I know that this goes.
This is the fourth revision of me softening it for you.
Yeah. So let him have it.
So
without further ado,
fuck your why. You know, and that's, and I say that, and it's not that I mean, you know, your kids or your growth or anything like that. I don't like them. I respect your why. I really do. I don't want to hear about it though. Like, I want you to hear about how you're going to improve for your why, not what your why is. And I think that's the big point that's missed, because everybody loves to hold hands and sing Kumbaya and think, you know what? I do this for my kids so we can have a better life. Yes, I do it for my kids too. We're the same. But what are you going to actually do? You're just going to talk about it, or are you actually going to do about it?
Yeah, so what I think we need to dive in a little bit more here during this therapy session is is what you hate so much about it. It's because from what I just heard, and as I review my psychiatry notes here,
yep,
it sounds more like you're mad at people who all they do is say their why and they never do anything about it.
You hit the nail on the head, Adam. You know me so well to know that I genuinely love people. Like, I like to talk to people. I love being around people, love interacting. I love finding out about them. I love all that. But what drives me insane is if you want to come for help in whatever capacity that is, or you want to come talk and you are not willing to take action to protect what you're telling me that you need to protect, that's a type of person I'm not attracted to. Like, it does not, that energy does not mesh well with me.
Yeah. So your why, someone's why isn't what's really bothering you here. It's people that don't take action. It's people that just want to talk about doing better, but never do better.
So I feel that in life, there's fight or flight, right? Mm-hmm. And you're trying to, in this case, you're trying to protect your why, you know, whatever that is. And you're either going to fight for it or you're going to fly and you're going to let it get eaten if it's your little baby birds or whatever. And I feel that the person that sits there and just talks about the little baby birds and not about the steps they need to do to protect it, their why isn't really that important to them. They're looking for some reason to stall.
Well, there could be a ton of reasons why people stall. I mean, maybe their why is super important to them, but they're just like, they've never taken action before, so they're scared. So maybe they need to tell you, the expert, their why, and then so you can help guide them instead of just like saying, you know, screw you.
No,
I'm tired of hearing your mess.
No, I'm. It's not that I'm saying screw you. It's that I'm with you, but my expectation for you is more than your own expectation for yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's sad to me.
Well, that's what a coach should be, right? You're a coach.
Sometimes.
Well, a lot of the time, you mean you have a podcast coaching people and you have a course and
I have a podcast
and you have consulting and
we must be on the wrong, like, what our summary of podcasts, because this is the second time you've told me this week
that it seems pretty self-explanatory.
We were documenting our journey on this wild ride in the land investing niche.
We are.
Okay.
But we also now coach people.
We do.
That makes you a coach.
Well, we laid out our business plans out for everybody to see in the land flipping blueprint, which not necessarily coaches them. It says, hey, this is how we do it. And these are the places. So you consider that coaching. Yeah. I just saying, hey, here's open book. Take a look.
Yeah. Your definition is way off. Because when someone posts a question in the group and you answer it,
I'm helping.
Or when they call you on a consulting and you walk them through everything, you are coaching.
You call it coaching. I call it helping.
Okay. All right. Anyway, back to this other crazy subject. The why. So I think the why is like super important too. And I don't want to disregard anyone's why, because like I keep mine on my desk, you know,
yep.
So it's the lamp that I kept when I was flat broke and
yeah.
living in the dark. And it's a constant reminder to me. I don't really feel the need to go out and tell that story every day to everyone that'll listen. But
so that's what I mean though. There are guys that would take, I'm holding his lamp in my hand right now. Y'all can't see it, but would take it, tape it to a chain and wear it around their chest, around their neck and ask people, you want to know about my lamp? You want to know about my lamp? No, and I think that's the cop-out, because we get on Instagram, we get on Facebook, we see every life coach, motivational coach, know your why, be your why, talk about your why. No, what they are telling you is you as a person need to internalize what your why is. And those days when you don't feel like coming in to do this, last week when we recorded, you could tell my Monday motivation was down because I had a long day the day before. I had about 4.5 hours of sleep. I come in and record three things. Because my why is important to me. Did I get on the show and say, hey, my why is this, guys, so I'm doing this for you? No, I just came in and I did it. And that's what your why is to do. It's your internal motivation of doing it when you don't want to, but you know you need to.
Mm-hmm. And so if someone's stuck, can't just hate on them, give us some advice on how to move past just being...
And so that's what I'm saying is you need to take that why, that piece, that whatever that's driving you that's so important that you know you need to take action... And you have actually got to jump in there and take action. That has got to be that difference of you sending that piece of mail or not sending that piece of mail, getting that piece of education or not getting that piece of education, because it is fight or flight. You're fighting for your why, and you have to do that. You can't just sit back and be like, hey, I'm going to tell another story about my why again. Yeah, little Johnny's awesome. Jackson's great riding his BMX bikes. Is that one of my whys? I love the fact that if he wants to go race BMX, I can afford to take him to that on Thursdays and have the time to watch my son do this, find a new passion in life. Is that one of my whys? Yes. Do I talk about it in conversation sometimes? Yes. But if I'm going to learn how to do my business better or whatever that is, grow Justin Inc., then I need to say, okay, hey, if I want to do this, this is why I'm going to do it, but I have to do it because of that. And so that piece, that next step, whatever that is, that's what you have to do. That's what your why is supposed to do, bubble that up, not just to talk about it.
So take action. That's what you're...
I'm saying, take big action.
Ultimate action.
Ultimate.
The biggest.
Karate chop action.
Okay. Well, hopefully that resonated because, well, first of all, hopefully you got it off your chest.
I feel like I could go for 20 more minutes, man.
But it's going to keep being the same thing because you can only say it so much, right?
I can only say it so many ways. And I want to also... kind of after the fact say, you know, your why is important for a reason. It's because it's yours. You own it. I want you to use that to motivate you into your next step. Whatever that is, whether it's if I'm going to buy and sell houses, if I'm going to buy and sell land, if I'm going back to college, whatever that is, we want you to do that for yourself. But don't get hung up on telling that story.
Yeah. Unless your story is as cool as the one that Joy told us on Wednesday about the dude losing his bird.
That's pretty cool.
I didn't see that coming.
No. No, that's sends a direct mail campaign out to find his lost bird because he's a truck driver and finds it.
That was a good story. You know, sometimes you send these people questions and you never know what kind of like response you're going to get. So she knew that we were going to ask to tell a crazy story.
Yep.
she delivered.
What did she say? Gosh, darn it, gorillas or something. Like
something
that.
Similar. That, yeah. But yeah, that was, and I thought about that. I was like, man, if Bear got lost, could I send a direct mail to every person in
within a 4-mile radius of your house? You could. Yeah. That's the crazy thing about the direct mail piece and the information that we have. You know, for me, that was a big aha moment when I went from land to single family doing the same thing and then multifamily and then started sending roof mailers. And I was like, you could do this with anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking, because I was talking to some people about the course the other day and talking about mail. And because those people, one person in particular, they had come from like a residential and commercial background, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm like, well, once you learn how to mail with land, you can continue on into residential and commercial mm-hmm. and just keep.
Just change your pricing methodology. Yeah. Your letter changes a little bit and your pricing methodology changes.
And then if your bird gets lost, you can do that. I wonder if he ran small business everywhere. People are getting subliminal Facebook and Google ads about his missing bird.
My bird lost. Oh, my God. Oh, that's awesome. I mean, it's a great show Wednesday. If you didn't catch Wednesday yet, go back and check it. And you'll see that we are as lighthearted and Justin isn't normally as, seemed to be as worked up and pointed and angry as he was on this show. But
well, it's out now. You did it. And people know that, you know that you're mean. And
it's farthest from, but I do want you to, if this is what you want to do and how you want to do it, and you come with to me for some help or advice, I want you to be willing to work for it.
That's all we ask. Get out there, do the work, and you will succeed.
Yep.
So let's call it there. It's Friday. Let's send them off. Have a great weekend.
You'll have a great weekend. You can only help those who want to help themselves, and we're here to help.
All right. So check us out, Facebook, Instagram, and now YouTube. All the episodes are up there. So subscribe to us there. And then go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, go to wherever else you listen to us. Like, rate, review, and subscribe to the show. We appreciate it. We love you. We'll see you Monday.
Have a good weekend.